魂の火が胸を刺すなら言葉よりもっと強い響きが今聞こえる。
All right. Let's reproduce it up now. It won't work.
From the top.
Yeah. Well, Bronze, Jesse and I were talking about work, and probably good not that that's not out there. Not that, I don't know. Not that anyone from my work ever listens to this, thank God.
Or mine.
It's HR. Those HR algorithms probably do.
Yes. We could replace HR people with algorithms. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but then it would be too efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, and then perhaps my time on Rocket would be noticed.
Yes, because they would dovetail in with the IT algorithms that would be tracking.
Yeah.
Which, I was going to say.
If they're going to start with the IT algorithms, I think I'm pretty safe. I know my IT department. God, they're such idiots.
Once I was fired for, I think I was playing Flash games on my work computer.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. That was the excuse they gave. Anyway.
What was the real reason?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think that might have been part of the real reason, but I did it as much as everyone else.
Right.
So.
It was they needed to meet some headcount goal or something. Convenient.
Right. So I file for unemployment and they're like, no, you,
you got fired. Yeah. You weren't laid off.
Well, no, when you're fired, you still get unemployment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unless you broke a rule. My company said, no, we're not going to pay out unemployment because you broke the rules. And so then you go to a court. There's special court for hearing these things. And it's just you and a judge, in a weird room. And so the judge was like, so did other people do this? I'm like, yeah, my boss would call me into his office and show me YouTube videos all the time. And she's like, well, why didn't you tell HR? I said, cause I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. I'm not a snitch.
Snitches get stitches. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I got my unemployment.
Nice.
Nice.
That worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason, what would we do if those were the criteria?
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh, ruh-roh. What did you print on that large format?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
They charge my department 89 cents for a color printed sheet and something like 29 cents for a black and white sheet. It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
On the large format?
No.
What?
8.5 by 11. Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
It's almost like the IT people don't know how to business.
Yeah. Yeah, my work, we have the extra cartridges piling up because we're on some sort of schedule
Costco
thing.
Buy plan, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we just have a cupboard full of color print cartridges.
Yeah. No, they're, they're penny wise and pound foolish. So nobody prints anything anymore, which is fine. But now we have printers fucking sitting everywhere with probably lots of, and nobody uses them because the ID department overcharges for
printing.
Yeah.
And then when someone does try to print something, they won't work. And then
that was true even when people were printing.
Just hack it and use another department code.
PC load letter. I could do that. I tend not to try and hack things at work, in case I got caught.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah. I mean, I hack things if someone has a database that has data I want, and I'll tell my boss, I'm going to hack into this database. He'll be like, okay, because he doesn't really fucking understand. but I tell him so that I have some cover. But I'm doing it for work. It's like your rules annoy me and I want your data. So. All right. Well, anyway, how's everybody else doing?
Don't know.
Yeah, good here.
Gersh?
Doing good.
What's everybody drinking tonight?
Coors Light.
Nice. Oh. Silver Bullet.
Yeah. Jason?
I am drinking a Ferrari and High Life.
What is a Ferrari?
Yeah, what's a Ferrari?
Equal parts Campari and Fernet Branca.
Ah.
It's like minty delicious. And bitter and, ooh. Yeah, probably objectively disgusting, but I love it.
Mm. Okay. I love me some mint. Matt, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a double IPA that has a rabbit on it that is a rabbit skeleton, but I poured it downstairs and it's not in front of me, so I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's delicious.
Jesse?
I am drinking not enough sleep.
I'm kind of in that space too, but, you know, it's all good. Your GM is drinking Rider's Tears, and I'm your lead writer, so it all makes sense.
What is Rider's Tears?
It's an Irish whiskey. How could you not like a whiskey called Rider's Tears?
That's very Irish.
Yes. It's not bad. It's not my favorite Irish whiskey, but it's relatively inexpensive. So.
Kind of like Irish Riders, then.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Irish Riders, God. What's the real famous guy? Like
Joyce.
Joyce. Yeah. I cannot fucking read Joyce. It's like, this is not fun. But.
Well, you didn't think Finnegan's Wake was the book of the century?
No.
I somehow managed not to read any of the great American novels because I went to a pretty liberal San Francisco private school, upper high school.
And it was all so
I was reading things like, you know, Bless Me Ultima and what's that other one? What's it called? Anyway, like, you know, books by women and people of color.
Yeah.
A lot of Toni Morrison in the mix.
Rip.
Rip.
Yeah. Yeah. She was on the faculty at UVA for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Any other garbage time topics we need to get off our chest? I will have to say it's not an American classic, but Pride and Prejudice. I read that in high school. Just going to... You know, shout out to my girl, J.A.
Hey, boo.
In the movie,
it's all about the Chaucer. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
Tumescent organs.
Now, Gersh, I have a follow-up question. Which movie which do you speak of? Because there's one answer that's correct, and there's one answer that I will send you in the balls for the next time I see you.
Hang on.
It's gonna Google it. I think it might
Doesn't
be
it
this
have
one.
Have Colin Firth in it.
That is the correct answer, and it's What's a up? BBC series. There's the BBC series one, and then there's some. I think Keira Knightley did one, didn't she? Or
yes,
yes,
yeah. That yeah.
What about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Oh yeah.
I tried to read that, and
why would you read it? They made a movie.
No. Nah. I don't really like zombie movies that much, so.
I don't either, Duck. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, there are a few good zombie movies.
Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre. Yeah, Jane Eyre, the Keira Knightley movie was okay.
Jane Eyre is the one where the guy in the fire and all that. She's
the governess, yeah. And...
Okay, that's one I've seen a thousand times.
Yeah, that's also good. Now I lost my thread.
Zombies.
Zombies, like yes, we're done.
Well, zombies.
Yeah. Well, what's the one that came out based on the comic book?
iZombie?
No.
The Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, yeah.
And I really, I started watching that, and I thought it was quite good, but then I had to stop. I couldn't even watch it after my wife fell asleep, because our TV's in the bedroom. And, the noise, even when she's asleep, she's like, I don't want that noise. I'm like, you're asleep. She's like, I can tell. I'm like, oh. So then I just kind of lost the thread. And I heard, you know, it probably went on for too long, but whatever. But, and then that was it. I was like, it was pretty good. And I liked the Will Smith movie. The book was good, too. I liked
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Aren't those technically vampires, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, in the book they are.
Yeah, not in the movie so much.
I did like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Classic.
Yep.
Yeah. Classic.
And Zombieland.
Zombieland was a lot of fun.
Actually, pretty good.
The book was excellent. The movie, meh.
Which one?
Meh. World War Z.
Yeah, my wife really liked it, and it, she wore me down. She watched it so much that I was like, yeah, okay.
Read the book. The book is fucking amazing.
The book is like a series of news reports, right? It's like
essentially, yes. Yeah, but like it's like it's after the zombie apocalypse, and this guy is going around essentially making writing a book about the zombie apocalypse, and he's, you know, interviewing all these people, and it's just fantastic.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, I read it. It didn't make that big an impact on me. I remember enjoying it.
Zombies.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe I'm just not as big a zombie person. I mean, I don't.
Zombies are really fast.
I mean, my vampire's got to be sparkly. So let's just.
Yeah. What about 28 days later?
Yeah, 28. I was just thinking about that. 28 days later and 28 weeks later were both good movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, and, not zombies.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
one?
True. 28 days later. It's rage virus. Yeah. They're not zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I just will actually.
They're semantic sufferers.
Next date night, watch Warm Bodies. It's a zombie romance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've heard good stuff.
That sounds fun.
That's actually good. And then I still need to watch it, The Girl with All the Gifts.
Yes, that one's really good, by the way. And that is zombies. And the book is fantastic. And I thought the movie captured the book pretty well.
With G-I-F-T or G-I-F?
Yeah, Girl with All the Gifts.
The Girl with All the Gifts, I'm way in.
No, it would be Girl with All the Gifts anyways, but whatever.
Oh, Matt. Punching the balls.
Shots fired.
Yeah, nerd rage.
Can I recommend a good graphic designer?
Well, if you can draw a good graph, I guess maybe I'd be interested.
You guys kill me. Damn. All right.
English.
Sound was going out again.
It's good timing, actually. Connection.
Yeah, I don't know.
Girl with All the Gifts is a really interesting twist on zombie movies. I'm not a huge fan of zombie movies either, but that one was really, really interesting. Yeah.
Cool. I might check that one out.
It's kind of the other side of the coin.
Mm-hmm. High School of the Dead.
High School of the Dead.
High School of the Dead, you know.
Like six episodes there's that crazy orgy episode. That's good
it's
stuff.
It's not. Well, you built me up for that orgy episode. I was kind of let down. Go watch Domestic Girlfriend and then tell me what you think of
Okay, you're right. You're definitely deeper into this whole anime.
I'm watching I Love My Mom and her two-hit combo attacks. Oh, my God. That is so cringy.
What's it called?
I Love My Mom and her two-hit combo attacks or something like that. It's so Oedipal. It is super cringy.
That's got to be a translation thing.
Her two-hit multi-target
attacks. Multi-target attacks. Yeah, no, it's where they go into
that's
this.
Worse.
Yeah, into an RBG world, but the whole thing, it's just a boy is like he's always wanted to be, you know, I can't pronounce the term, but it's I-S-E-K-A-I, right? It's where it's a genre of anime where they're sent into a fantasy world, but his mom goes with him. and of course she is extremely hot. And like, you know, I mean, I'm only like an episode and a half in, but they're already got the scene where like she's trying on armor and it's, you know, it's fantasy armor and he's like trying to avert his eyes. I'm starting to think the cringy is good because I watched Darling in the Franxx. Oh, so
I like that.
So cringy though with the, like the first episode where they're like the mechanism. So, the robots have to be piloted by a male-female pair, and they have to be kids, like 13, 14, or they just are, I don't know. But the women wear the suit where, like, there's, like, a monitor on the back of their head, and they kneel down on their hands and knees, and then these handles come out from the sides of their ass. And the man sitting behind them grabs the handle, and then, like, and the woman gets, you know, a jolt through this electronic thing, and so cringy.
What is going on with the Japanese psyche? What is wrong with the Japanese site?
I agree with Jesse. Like, I stuck with the series. It was actually pretty good. It was like, they wanted to be, like, they were kind of redoing Evangelion. And
yes,
made a lot more sense. But, yeah, making sense.
Right.
But yeah, it's not hard to top that. I tried to talk my son into getting into Evangelion, and I was doing all the wrong things to convince him. I'm like, yeah, it's super weird, and the ending doesn't make any sense. And the anime, and he's
and
like,
the protagonist jacks off to a boob.
Yeah. And the protagonist is a total weenie. It's like, yes. Yeah, there is a lot not to like about this.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
it's commentary, though. It's commentary.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, but you need this to understand. Like, you're going to see a meme that says, get in the fucking robot, Shinji, and you're not going to know what the hell they mean.
Also, it sort of encapsulates all Christian imagery in all anime, period.
Yeah.
It does, and that is one thing that they do really well, and the music is really good.
Well, I mean, I was raised pretty, you know, atheist, so like when they're like the Spear of Longinus, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Looked it up. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's like a thing in the Bible or something.
Yep. It's a thing. And when shit blows up, it's like, you know, there's a little cross there.
Crosses everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crosses everywhere.
Yeah. I am a sucker for Christian imagery. Like, the Book of Revelation, this is how I got sucked into Joan of Arc. Because, like, it's just, you know, the stories in that Book of Revelation are great. I mean, that guy was crazy as fuck. It's great stuff.
It is our prevalent mythology. I mean.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess my parents think I'm a demon worshiper because I like, you know, when Neil Gaiman does the, you know, he has the devil character. I just love, like, and then Piers Anthony
demon
had
character in Good Omens.
In Sandman. There's because that's what the show Lucifer's based on is that Neil Gaiman Sandman.
Is it really?
No, it's based on the comic book Lucifer.
Is it? I thought it was also okay. Anyway.
Which yeah.
But I love all that shit. Like, I remember reading the Piers Anthony series with and it had the devil was one of them. It had death too. I always liked death.
I like death also and stuff.
Yeah.
Terry Pratchett.
Mort is the best. Yeah. Oh my god. Mort. Oh, if you have not read Terry Pratchett.
Yeah. That's the only one I've read. That's the one where he goes on vacation, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And death so is always all caps when he it's just and his name's Mort, of course. It's fucking hilarious.
My favorite part of that book is when he sharpens his scythe. And like it's not quite sharp enough, so he holds it at just the right angle to the wind to get that final keen edge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this lady tries talking to him and he like literally cuts the words as they come out of her mouth.
That's good imagery.
Who wrote? Right? There was I can't remember which of those authors wrote the four books about the Horsemen of the Apocalypse in modern times. One was called On a Pale Horse.
That's Piers Anthony. And the Devil is in the same series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that his version of death in that.
Piers Anthony was a little too Christian.
Mm.
Like approaching Orson Scott Card level.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed them when I was a kid. I probably
When you're young, it's great, and then you read it now, and you're like, man, like at least Narnia is upfront about it.
Yeah,
that's really? True. They don't hide it.
Narnia has Christian imagery. What?
A little bit.
Just
I only.
It's all about a lion and Jesus.
It's about a lion. Like I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're reading too much into it.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Anyway, we should probably RPG. Eh?
Yeah.
Been good. All right. So, would someone like to recap?
Oh, jeez. 1, 2, 3. Not it.
So I finished it right before. I'll go.
Okay.
Since I tend to hog this RPG session, anyways, it turns out from my re-listening.
Yes.
It was your time to shine.
I know.
It'll all come around. We had some good sessions with the other characters. It just was funny that I didn't even plan, and it just happened. Matt just stole the spotlight.
Re-listening to those last four episodes, though, I mean, this is a highlight. This game runs at a generally high level, Duck. So good work.
I'm going to give the players all the credit. I think you guys make it possible.
So I'll start from where it ended. It ended with a great montage scene of, and I got to get the character names here in front of me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I read more and more GM books, you have to use the characters' names, not the players' names.
Yeah.
So let me get in here to, where's my roll 20?
They're in the roll 20.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was looking up Isekai anime. I don't know why, but. So it ended with Yoshi in the litter box. Perfect anime ending, like getting litter all over the floor. Before that, Sayeko was helping her mom get ready for work. And as everything was being prepared for school and work, slipped her mom's phone out of her purse into her pocket, smiling pleasantly the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Maru ended it. Yeah.
By the and you're at, like, these were all scenes from next time we did, mm-hmm. but I'm perfectly willing to just make them canon now. Like, they happened in between the last episode, but yeah, we talked about them last episode, so yeah, I totally think that they happen.
Maru spent the what's happening next time dressing Kenko down for, well, pretty much just being a. A complete and utter letdown to them,
mm-hmm.
Driven mostly by the fact that she witnessed a moment where Kenko's beast was released to fight with another yokai on the grounds of, remind me their name.
Terakawa.
The Terakawa family.
Foundation. Yeah.
Terakawa Foundation.
Their family house, yeah.
And... let me pull up the notes.
And you might, I don't know if Maru would agree with that's why she's married to Kenko. That wasn't the reason they stated that they were married to Kenko.
So the last thing she said in the scenes for next time, I thought you had a bath last night as she walked up, as they walked up and smelled them. I thought you had a bath last night. Why do you still smell of skank?
Mm-hmm.
Which was a perfect Maru.
Oh, line, yeah. No, that was great.
Yeah, that was great role playing. Kenko showed up to school with Fuka because I slept over at the mansion after a steamy teasing session in the bathhouse with some otherworldly implications.
Yeah. I think we really did trigger some people with this last episode. So good job, folks.
Did we? Yeah. What'd you hear?
Oh, let's put the trigger. Let's put the content warning up front. Content warning.
Self-harm.
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 Sexy times.
Sexual content.
Bestiality. What else can we throw in there?
Supernatural. Racism,
supernatural. Dildos.
Anime tropes.
Anime tropes. denigrating. I mean,
mild drug
people.
Use.
Yes, including ourselves. Sure. Okay. There's your content warning.
Mostly the mild drug uses by the players, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going, Matt.
Okay. So Yoshi slept over with Sayeko.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I love this scene, by the way.
I do too.
Jason role played this so well. Sayeko was sleeping with Yoshi, snuggling, and every so often as she was petting Yoshi, she would pluck a hair out.
Yeah, every 17th one, if I remember.
That's right. It was very precise.
Lovingly.
Mm-hmm. Kenko had the encounter with Takara-sama, and he passed the test that Takara-sama put in front of him with the yokai and mm-hmm. was able to pull his Kentaro. And Kentaro handled that scene nicely. Afterwards, Kenko was introduced to a journal that had been written by his father. Kenko doesn't know his father very well, so very intrigued by this. And it turns out that his father had been part of the Takara Foundation and had been one of their, I don't know if warriors is the right term, but
sure, it'll work.
Warrior investigators. that had been working for the Foundation and had been on many missions, and the journal was a list of all those missions and how they went. Kenko also challenged him on whether he was the good guy or not. Kenko is still deciding. I think he's all in, right? I mean, the book from his father definitely convinced him that he wants to be part of this and that it's very important to him. But I think he's still, you know, not 100% sure that he's on the right side of things yet. So he's still, you know, keeping an eye out for the other shoe to drop.
Okay.
So Maru happened to show up, ostensibly to deliver some homework to Fuka, but actually because she had heard that I was there. She showed up just in time to see the aftermath of the yokai battle and to see, my beast returned within myself. She was rather unimpressed, and seemed more jealous of the whole Fuka situation and then surprised by the beast. Although I guess that's the second time she's seen my beast.
Just really sounds like a euphemism. he really is a euphemism.
I know. I think he's actually doing it innocently.
It's very anime. Yeah.
I actually am doing it innocently, strangely enough, but, I see what you guys see now. Before that, the rest of the team was,
very memento style recap, Matt. I like it.
Yeah. Yes. It's sort of out of order. Saeko and Yoshi got stuck at Saeko's house, and was not able to leave. So they spent the night there, kind of out of the action, due to, I can't remember exactly what caused them to have to stay home.
I got in trouble with my mom.
Oh, that's right. You got in trouble with your mom. Oh, that's right. You tried to borrow a phone, but failed miserably. And yeah. Like,
this is all you. Jason's rolling.
Yes. So that's it, essentially. It was the parallel. It was what was happening while the rest of the group were handling the events from episode 3. So
yeah.
While they
really that's why it kind of made sense to catch up. Because they were looking, you were gone missing in episode 3, and they were looking, and that's why Maru had the excuse to come looking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think Saeko and Yoshi would have too, except for the dice of one player.
And Yoshi's a loyal friend. And
Yoshi's a loyal friend, yeah. Anyway, it's
so
all
now
good.
We're all back at school, right? So now it's the next day.
Yeah, where do you guys want to open up? I had a couple of things I was thinking. I was thinking you could either so we have the class. So one, the big reason Maru, I think, wanted Kenko to come back to school was so that he could be made class rep with them.
Yes.
So we could start in homeroom. We could start in the park if you guys have a scene you want to do in the park. Jason, do you have any more description of how Saeko? I'm just gonna, rather than have you roll, I'm just gonna have you steal your mom's phone, like we did in scenes from next time. But what is there anything else descriptive you want to say about how Saeko does that?
No, I think it's just helping mom get ready. I just, you know, an opportunity presents itself and I'm able to slip it in.
And the smile never cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even look around.
Mm-hmm.
I just know she's not looking.
All right. And Yoshi, is there anything, any post litter box, escapades?
You could see me, eating off the kitchen table at her house.
Taiko's house. Okay. All right.
No, that's about it.
What are you going to do, Yoshi, while the kids are in school today?
I'm going to kind of wander around the courtyard. Sort of stay in the school grounds.
Okay. Is there anyone, is there other, any other folks at school who've kind of, like come up to you and tried to pet you or anything like that? Any encounters when you're, I assume this isn't the first time you've wandered around their school.
No, in fact, I actually have, a group of, first year, girls.
Mm.
Absolutely think I'm the most adorable cat in the world.
Very nice.
They're not wrong. No.
And so they continually come out, and they just absolutely adore me.
I'm sure Yoshi takes that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads into the advancement thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should do advancements before we actually do a scene.
Right.
Yes. But I want you to write that down. Okay, well, we've got the psycho thing. I want Yoshi as first year. Girlfriend.
Write it down so that we don't change it before the reveal, or
no, because it's something I can. I'm thinking of ways to use it against him.
Ah, right.
Sweet, perfect.
I mean, use it to enhance the story. I mean, but I think it's great. No, you give me stuff, and I will weave it in if I can. All right,
let's place right into that.
Okay, your advancement stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's do Yoshi's advancement since he brought it up. What's your advancement going to be there?
Hang on, I got to find it again.
Okay. Well, you're going to lose your spot.
Well, it's
Don't make me go to Rocket.
Well, it's basically finding a
Is it called cheating on your friends?
No.
You're our mascot.
No, it's I could choose an angle and an angle move from
another playbook
from a real life playbook.
Oh, okay.
And so it's the one where everybody loves me, and I have I have groupies.
Nice.
Is that the
fan service? Isn't it
fan service? Yeah.
Oh, it's fan service.
Right. Yeah. Very nice.
That's
Yoshi
a good call.
The fan service. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's
It's not what I was hoping for with fan service, but okay, I'll take it.
You can still use it.
Is it fan service or is that the
I don't know.
Migration, decor,
is that support?
No, nope, that's not fan service. Shit. I gotta look it up.
All right. Jason, if you know what you want your advancement to be.
Yeah, so the advancement.
So we had a little audio recording difficulty. It seems to be a common theme for Oddity High. Don't ask me why. We didn't lose too much. You're going to hear, I'll put some buffer music in. You're going to hear a brief break while we get Craigbot recording again, and then I change the server, so it's only about 30 seconds, and then it will pick back up again when we talk about Zencastr. Anyway, there is one part, and I will recap the plot that happened when we pick up the final section of the recording in a minute or two. We did lose the level up moves that everyone except Yoshi took. So Sayeko took a move from her other life playbook. She took Feel No Pain. She won't feel any pain ever. She can never be in pain. She does have wounds. Her body takes damage. It just doesn't stop her. It doesn't slow her down. Maru took Material Focus, which means that they have an object that negates the downside of their newbie powers. So her newbie powers are out of control, her object of course, and we had a little discussion about pens. Apparently everyone's a pen fan except your old GM, on this recording anyway. And finally Kenko took the vanilla but very powerful +1 to strangeness, so now his strangeness is +2. So with that, we'll get you back to the regular recording.
Now recording.
It says try changing the server region and server. If I know that, he's going to pop out, but I am going to do that. Right. I'm going to change.
See where he did say that before.
He did, and the I think the beginning. He was in. We may not have lost too much. We're in U.S. West. Maybe we'll try U.S. East.
That begs the question: are we going to switch over? Do we need to start a fund to upgrade our brethren's internet connections?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, there's like, only so much you can do.
Like, places. I mean, unless we're, you know, we're talking, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade infrastructure.
Yeah, we're not Google.
No. There is a recession coming, so
where are we? Can
wisely
maybe
invest.
Maybe that's our new deal. Yeah,
there we go. The guild New project. Deal.
Even Trump isn't dumb enough to enforce those tariffs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway.
I sure hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
The word is Trump isn't dumb enough and any expectation of something happening. Yeah. That one will probably be pretty small. Anyway, what the hell was I talking? Oh, we were talking about Zencastr. Yeah, I think, and so, like, I had to, like, so Derek's little chunk of, like, it wouldn't, like, you can usually either, like, you know, align them all up at the end or align them, and I think we didn't even, did we do a clap thing? I don't know, we didn't do a clap thing.
No, I think really that's what we should do. I think everybody should just record locally in GarageBand or Audacity, and then just whoever is editing just syncs them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a clap at the beginning.
Work, but it'll be better. Yeah.
Yeah, you clap at the beginning and clap at the end or something, and then you can. I mean, it's kind of funny trying to, like, well, I tried to get my White Rock people to say jackass, and it was horrible. Like, yeah, we're like, we can't do this.
Kindergartners.
It's easily the smartest group of people I ever hang out with, and sometimes we're just also super dumb.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, and so many ex-military people, they could get super on dumb. Like a, hey, respond after three watches. And say the same fucking word.
But anyway, we do drink a lot. Running. I mean, I
think that there may be something to that. Yes, for sure. All right. Let's make sure. Is he back?
We're not running. Yeah, those running days are long behind most of us,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, that's true.
But I could stay in step when I was running.
Hmm. Or left.
Mm. All right. Anyway, so let's get back to the, I think, so we've got, it's a good thing I checked because I'm like, oh, I wonder if Greg's still there. So hopefully we didn't lose too much.
Yeah.
I think we got all the garbage time, at least.
that's what we're here for.
The important part.
All right, so do I want to recap what happened? Like, so since we lost part of the recording, we're in homeroom. Kenko just kind of came out of the car with Fuka, had a little bit of cold conversation on the way over. Maru told Saeko and Yoshi that basically Kenko had just flaked out on them and did not tell them the whole story of what happened at the Terakawa mansion. And so as Kenko came in the homeroom, there were a lot of giggles, whispers, and then glares from Saeko and Maru.
There's a hiss from the window.
And a hiss from the window.
Even Yoshi's pissed at him?
Yoshi's
pissed. Yeah, well, Yoshi heard the same story, yeah. Okay. All right, so Kenko, you haven't met your homeroom teacher yet. And so as the bell rings, the sensei comes in, and I hope you've looked in the
Let's
log.
Let's just put that in the log again. There we go.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Crystal Sensei, Field Sensei, walks in, and she's kind of scowling, and
even that looks hot though.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, she's wearing, like, you know, she's got a very kind of tight pencil skirt on, and, like, a, you know, button-down shirt, kind of like in the picture with, you know, some little, not all the buttons done, the whole total hot for teacher thing. She's, I think if you look a little closely, maybe, you know, there's some crow's feet kind of hanging out. She may not be the youngest, you know, she's definitely beyond Christmas cake level. But,
that still upsets me so much.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. As it should.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a mission.
I know, it's just, it's upsetting, but it's also such an opportunity. I don't, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so how does Kenko react when he meets his homeroom teacher? Maybe he saw her around the school last year, and I don't know, maybe it's not a surprise. But tell me, does Kenko have any reaction?
So Kenko plays the type, right? So Kenko's like, oh, how you doing? You know, he straightens up a little bit, kind of pulls himself together, puts a little
brushes his hair back,
puts a little flirty smile on his face, kind of flips.
Would he brush his hair back, or would he flick his head to get his hair to fall?
He would flick. He would definitely flick his head to get his hair back in slow mo with light shining through it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
Maru leans over. They're like, haven't you met your skank quota of the day?
I'll take another XP for that. All right.
And I would just deadpan say it's a rather large quota.
I think you're gonna see you might see, and Kenko's probably watching Sensei fairly closely. You might see a little bit of a smile goes to the corner of her lips. She is a, you know, you don't know what her marital status is, but, you know, she's a woman who's been around.
She's an American. She's sexually liberated.
Yes, that's right. And Kenko is not without his charms, and she can tell when she's being checked out. So, all right, so she begins class.
I cross my arms.
I love my friends are all pissed at me.
I know. It's really good. And she'll take roll, and then you'll do the whole stand up and bow bullshit. I guess that's at the end of homeroom, but whatever. Maybe you do it at the beginning too. And it's not bullshit. It's totally culturally relevant. Blah 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 blah.
Very nice. Very nice. Good job. We got there.
We got to it.
So, Maru, like, she's going to kind of turn to Maru and say, "Are we ready, Maru-san, for the finish the class representative elections?"
Yes, and Kenko-san will be my my assistant.
Is that within the student council bylaws? Do we not need to vote for him as a class rep? She looks a little confused.
No, I have special dispensation from the principal.
All right, this sounds like a move, so let's do a move.
Yes.
Rolling dice.
Rolling dice.
Does Kenko know this is coming?
I don't think so. And not so, yeah. In fact, yeah, so think about how you're reacting. But your surprise can be used.
Mm-hmm.
We need a good Nanda.
It's probably...
Basically,
face a threat head on? Not really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or get out. It's getting outside help is manipulation. So you're kind of saying it's iffy. This is one where
these moves just suck.
Yep.
See, it is manipulation. So we're gonna roll on. We're gonna roll on manipulation.
Okay.
Roll manipulation.
And we can kind of use get outside help, I think, as a rough guide.
Okay.
So not to get us back in this conversation, but that's why I'm doing world of Chrome, right? Like just role manipulation, right? Like that's easier than just.
Well, I mean, the nice thing about moves is that they kind of talk, but if there isn't a move that fits, then you then you're stuck. I think having maybe a I don't know. I'll have to
having
think about
some
it
framework before. Does help.
Yeah.
Like what you could choose from this list of five.
Exactly.
Things.
Yeah.
Like that. That's true.
Or having these moves, and they do kind of like tie back to the traits in a way that you could use the traits or the move.
Right.
And the troves well, too.
Yeah. I mean, and Dungeon, like you're kind of pulling that World of Krim thing from Dungeon World, right? Cause they have the, and they have, so they tried to do it in here, I think, with this finish this move, but it's just a badly named move, right? But they're in Dungeon World, there's
spine
the,
out.
Isn't there the move where you like pick the stat in Dungeon World? Like you say, I'm doing something, I'm defying danger. And if it's this kind of thing, you use this stat. If it's this kind of thing,
yeah.
You use this stat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I do like just the stat, because sometimes it's like, well, you're trying to manipulate her, so that's what it has to be.
So I like what you did. That was a long way of saying I like what you did there.
Oh, is that your roll there, Maru?
Yes, it is.
So you rolled with your plus one, you rolled a nine.
Yes.
So I think that you're going to need – this is going to mean that you're going to need...
Oh, can I help?
Absolutely. you want to do a directly assist or oppose, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't been using this as much, but I'm assuming you guys all have a friendship with each other.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So I roll with
you
focus.
You roll with focus, so you roll the three dice.
That's a 10, baby.
That should do it. That's a hit.
It's a plus one.
It's a palpable hit to the roll you've already made. So you get a full success.
No, it's plus one because it's something I already rolled.
Right, right. If you did it in advance. Yep.
That still puts a solid hit on Maru's roll.
Exactly. So it's a full hit. So, yeah. So, you know, that looks like – what does that look like, Maru?
I was just thinking. So and I guess what is Maru? She's just talking to the teacher.
Yeah, in front of the whole class. So how is Psycho going to help? Actually,
So I'll raise my hand. Very, very
demurely. You
know, demurely and very properly. And what is her name again?
The teacher.
Yeah, Crystal. Sensei.
You would just say sensei.
Sensei
Field. Yeah.
This is something we've been doing every year. I promise.
And
I stake my family's name on it.
she'll kind of furrow her brows at that, like, then what the fuck? All right, which maybe we could put her on the enemy list of Psycho. Who knows? But she'll like you can kind of see the cloud of doubt and uncertainty pass in front of her eyes, but then she just powers through. She's like, any objections from the class? And that's a horrible female voice. Sorry.
No.
you know, of course, the class, you know, there's some giggling and stuff, but, you know, there is definitely none of the guys that want to be pulled into this. And now I want to shift to Kenko. And how is Kenko going to react to this? Did we lose Kenko?
Nope, I'm here. I'm just thinking. So Kenko is surprised, but I think Kenko's just going to kind of put a slightly amused look on his face.
Okay.
Like, he's just kind of whatever you guys want to do kind of thing.
All right. So he's just going to go along. All right. So that goes through. Anything else happen in homeroom? I don't have anything particular. Anything else you guys want to do?
I might just try to break Kenko's balls every chance I get.
Okay. And there's not going to be probably. And, yeah. Okay. I mean, homeroom.
I mean, I still made him breakfast, but so I'm going to break some balls.
Okay.
I mean, I made the breakfast before I heard Maru's story.
All right. And I did want to ask, I forgot, what happened to your phone, Maru? It was...
Oh, it got broken, too.
It was busted.
Yeah. So are you phoneless?
I am phoneless.
Because you were also low on funds, too. So, yeah, so that's something we need to keep... that should almost be a condition, cell phoneless.
Yeah, it really should.
All right, so... the day goes by. I'm assuming how about we fast forward to lunchtime? No, I want to have a scene. And you guys have most of your classes together. I think it's kind of the style of school, and tell me if you want to do something different. I don't feel super strongly about this, but you know, you guys, there may be some small variation, but you kind of go through the core classes mm-hmm. together. Yeah. But there would be, I think, Saiko, it's maybe mid-morning. Maybe you got up, you needed, to go to the bathroom or something. And, you're walking in the hall and, you know, everyone else is, it's, you know, either a break between classes or it's, so let's say it's a break between classes, or, you know, maybe people aren't switching rooms, but you got up to go to the bathroom and there's a few students in the halls and you're walking around and, you see at the end of the hall where you're kind of walking toward the bathroom, but past the restroom, you see some teachers in kind of a huddle and you see them kind of turn and point to you. Among the teachers is Midori Sensei, who is the older gentleman who Maru gets along with and who kind of counseled you against submitting the sexual assault charges against – who was the other teacher that burned?
Suntory Sensei.
Suntory Sensei. But interestingly enough, one of the teachers in the group is a completely whole Suntory Sensei. And Midori Sensei and Suntory Sensei start walking down the hall to you, and they're going to intercept you before you can make it to the restroom.
When I see them approaching me, I'll pause and let them approach. Actually, okay. Seeing them approach, I would approach them. I would start walking okay. toward them.
Okay.
And seeing Suntory, I'm obviously, you know, hesitant. I'm a little worried, but I did want to talk to Midori Sensei anyway to tell him that I wanted to not pursue anything, especially with Maru not around.
Okay. Midori Sensei says, Saiko-chan, I was talking to Suntory Sensei this morning, and I was talking about the and what would he say? What would he call it? The events of yesterday. Yeah, the incident yesterday. He doesn't even remember you coming into the teacher's faculty lounge. Are you sure that you didn't maybe fall asleep and dream all of this?
Oh, sensei, that I'm gonna. this is Suntory Sensei. This was not the man. Sensei, I apologize. I don't know what came over me. This is not the man who attacked me. But we don't need to pursue this any further.
He's like, was there another man? He's like, and he almost gets concerned looking at his face. Was there someone else in the school? Is it a teacher? Another teacher? And Saiko, you kind of glance at Suntory Sensei. You could roll for it, but I'm just going to give it to you. Like, he honestly looks like, I have no idea what this student is talking about.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But, and so are you gonna, what, Midori was like, you know, is there, I'm worried about you, Saiko-chan. I mean, you and Maru-san were fairly upset. If there's a, you know, perhaps it wasn't even a teacher. Perhaps we had an intruder in the school. And he seems to like this story. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Sensei. That maybe that was the case. The man he was scruffy.
Well, let's let me talk to the principal and, we'll see, if we can, we'll see if anyone else reported any strange folks. I mean, everyone, you guys weren't hurt, right? Everyone was okay.
That's right, Sensei. Everything was fine. I just thought that this, I thought everyone should know there was a strange man about, and if we can't find him or if we need to drop it, I understand.
Yeah. And he actually he gives you that kind of, and I don't even know culturally that I fully can express it, but like he gives you this look of appreciation, like, cause he knows the story you've been telling before. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, thanks for dropping it. But he's like, and so, he says he's going to go talk to the principal. And then the teachers basically say that you're excused. So then you you bow
deep
your way out.
Deep bow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And head to the restroom. In the restroom, there's a clump of girls, and as you come in, they're kind of talking and gooing, and they go silent. And it's
is there anyone
girl,
here I recognize?
Yeah, there's a group that hang out with your nemesis. Mm-hmm. What her name is?
Asano
Aishi. Yeah.
Aishi.
Aishi San. Yeah, you would probably call her. So they remember for everyone that she's the head of the family, much higher standing, that perhaps may have had a role in the
downfall
of Sayeko's family.
And she thinks I'm after her stupid boyfriend, and I don't care. He's dumb.
Oh, the
Kanko is much cooler.
Yeah. What's his face? And I'm trying to stay away from Matt. I mean, Matt's just, you know, but I got to do something with Matt now too. But anyway, I'll come back to that.
I'm happy to listen with
Kanko. But yeah, so it's a group of girls. It's, Aishi-san is not among them, but you can tell they're like her sycophants.
But she's not
there. She's not there. And they all kind of go silent and, they kind of, what are you going to do? Anything? You're just going to come in and go in a stall, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I make the typical, and kind of turn my nose up a little bit, and then, yeah, go in the stall.
Okay. They're still out there while you do your business, and you can hear them giggling and talking, and occasionally louder.
Are they saying anything, like, interesting, or are they just babbling?
They're whispering. It's kind of hard to hear what they're saying. It sounds like they're talking about you. And you know, they're basically, they're not saying your name, but they're saying, you know, they're kind totally of talking about that family is so disrespectful, and you know, they've really fallen on hard times, and they talk, what does your dad do? He's in government.
Yeah, he was up much higher up, and then there's a scandal.
So whatever job he has now is like, yeah, I mean, that job's like, you know, it's like one step above a dog catcher. I mean, any self-respecting of the noble families would commit harakiri before they would, you know, agree to take that job. And you hear him say, Aishi-san a couple of times. Oh, like she said, and then so you're done your business. Do you, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how to best approach this.
Cut them.
But they're not who I'm after. I'm definitely so it's actually in my character notes that I'm gonna cut this bitch the next time I see her. But they're not the ones. Actually, maybe what I'll do is when I'm in the stall, I'll take some paper from my backpack or from my pocket, and I'll write Aishi-san a note to meet me at the water tower after school.
Okay.
And as I come out, I wash my hands and say, okay. Oh, thank you so much for your interest in my family. Please let – oh, how would she phrase this? Like, you know, she's saying to them, you know, like your leader, like you guys are nothing. Right. Give this to Aishi-san. Song.
They're gonna, you're gonna like hold it out, and one of the girls is gonna knock it out of your hand, and they're gonna kind of come around you and surround you from all sides.
Oh, this isn't gonna go well.
I'll slowly bend down and pick it up, keeping my eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I just wanted to pass a note,
and they're gonna knock it out of your hand again. It's like, Aishi-san wouldn't sully her hands with the shit-laden notes from someone like you. Yeah. Girls can be mean.
Girls are mean.
Yeah.
So suspecting that they're going to knock it out of my hand again, I'm going to pick it up with my offhand.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever tries to knock it out again, I'm going to grab their wrist with my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And try to inflict some serious damage. Like I'm not just twisting it. Like I'm trying to break her wrist.
This sounds like it should be a move. Do you have a smiler move we can use?
Crazy bitch.
When you cause physical harm, to someone beyond what a situation requires, you may clear a condition. I don't have any conditions.
No.
High functioning sociopath.
Do you have that?
Nothing for this.
Okay. Well, then we can do it as a basic move.
Is this unleash your true power or?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this is in the Smiler's wheelhouse. So, give me what is your strangeness anyway? It's not great, though, is it?
My strangeness is.
It's Jason. It wouldn't matter.
Minus one.
It's true.
Yeah, because wondering... all my stuff is based around brain power. That doesn't make any sense.
You are kind of a planner.
Yeah. So maybe is it finish this?
We can do finish this. In what are your stats for?
So it's impressing, intimidating, or outmaneuvering your opposition with your otherworldly.
And that's strangeness again.
Plus strangeness. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
All right, so you're rolling strangeness. Yep. You're a smiler, but you're.
Maybe I should up that a little bit. That's an 8.
Okay, that's a good roll with your minus one. So,
so I'm trying to grab it and like, I want to break her wrist.
Okay. I think what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to make you succeed. But perhaps more than you intended. and if you want to give me a description of how Saeko does this. Yeah, and so there is kind of a chief agitator among the girls, and you don't know what her name mm-hmm. is. And she's the one that had knocked it out before, and she goes to knock it out again. And tells me what happened if you go a little bit too far.
So I grab her wrist as she tries to knock it out of my hand. And as I'm trying to like leverage, I've broken wrists before, mm-hmm. and I'm smiling like, I grab it and I but the floor's a little wet by the sinks.
Mm-hmm.
So my foot slips, and mm-hmm. I grab her arm and kind of pin it under my arm, like in my armpit, and mm-hmm. twist, and her weight just gives out from under her, and her head hits the sink, and it's, you know, the porcelain funk. And,
nice.
And there's just blood everywhere.
Okay. Like
just, you know, just seeping out onto the sink, onto the floor as she slumps down.
Yeah, and I'm going to say there were four. What are you going to say?
Go ahead.
There were four girls total, so there's three other girls. And mm-hmm. there's a moment of shocked silence.
And I'll just right? go.
Yeah. And then, and as you're, like, pushing open the door, there's, like, screaming starts.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, horrified, you know, absolute horror screaming. And then I think, you know, it just in my mind as a, you know, a cameraman filming the scene, like, it's just the sheer inhumanity of the violence that Sayako did and her completely placid and happy expression as she did it. Is, you know, somehow juxtaposed with the blood and the violence. And mm-hmm. it's,
and there's like chipper music in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but then the screaming and the music shifts to like something somber and ominous. And, you know, teachers come running down the hall, run in the bathroom. What is Sayako?
I'm just going to go back to class and sit down.
Okay. All right. Yoshi, what are you doing while you're parading around the, courtyard? We decided that you had your little, harem, right?
Yep. I have a harem.
Okay. Anything happening, this morning?
No, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on. So mm-hmm. I saw the car pull up and,
mm-hmm.
and then get out and sort of watch the glaring through the window, mm-hmm. homeroom and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but being a cat in a school, there's limited stuff I could do. So,
right.
You know, so I'm staying in the area and trying to be as observant as possible and so forth. I don't want to go wandering through the school hallways.
Do you see when Psycho's talking to the teachers?
I don't see that, but I see her go into the bathroom. Like, go into okay. the bathroom and then come out, and then all these other teachers come running into the bathroom and so forth. So,
okay. Do you do right. anything?
I smile to myself. And...
Good boy.
So Maru and Kenko, you see, Sayako had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and she comes back after a little while, a little bit longer than more might have normally taken her. And as she opens the door to the classroom to come back in, like, you hear screaming down the hall, and you see teachers running by, and you know, everybody in the class is kind of talking, and people are getting up to kind of look out in the hall. Do you guys do anything?
I give Psycho, like an appraising look, like, what did you just do?
And I don't know that you guys know how much do they know about your.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe they suspect. I mean, they've known you for a
while.
I mean,
they might, but they don't know anything.
Yeah. Right. They don't know. Maru, are you.
Like, what do sometimes you do? The food I make is a little weird tasting.
a little, you know, like. Hang.
Or just, you know, like I described, it's, you know, like a little too salty sometimes, or
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything you make has ketchup.
For the most part, it's good, but just sometimes it's a little. She just misses the mark. Trying to okay. be helpful.
Okay. Maru, do you do anything?
I lean over to Kenko and I say, see what you did.
inspiration point.
And I look genuinely hurt by that. Like, how can this also be my fault. What is wrong?
Everything's your fault, Kenko. Come on. I think we're going from they into she pretty quickly. Oh, sorry, that was sexist.
They.
Yeah. Did we trigger warning for sexism? Because anyway.
We did for bestiality. I don't know about sexism.
I did throw bestiality in there. I got it all covered. Well, I mean, Yoshi's in the, on the thing. So.
I think sexism was in your warning.
Yeah, it probably was. Hmm. It's boilerplate.
I look genuinely hurt at Marie. Like what?
So,
what is wrong with you today?
You can answer, Maru.
My usual click is short a member.
Cool.
What does that mean?
You get to decide who you spend your time with.
That's true. I do get to choose who I spend my time with. I spend an awful lot of it with you. Maybe too much.
Ooh. PvP.
So good.
Well, I guess you'll have to ask someone else for help with the homework tonight.
Hmm. I'm sure I'll manage. I mean, I just turn back to the front of the room.
Oh, my. Okay, good work.
And I think here Psycho will step in and say, you two, that's enough.
Yeah.
We are friends. We can talk about this after school if we need to, but that's enough.
I was looking at Psycho.
No more carousing.
Carousing? And again, I look genuinely hurt. Carousing?
I don't even know why I'm here. This is great. All right. I'm here because I like
Kenko-kun, we will talk about this after school.
As long as he doesn't have another field trip.
Maru, after school.
Fine.
Nice.
Fine, I say.
We are friends.
So, around this.
Some random chick.
It was not our friend, by the way.
Yeah. It was not our friend.
So, around this time, and you notice, like, that bell head is rung, and there's no teacher, and, you know, maybe you're supposed to have math or whatever.
Maths,
yeah. The, very British. But then another, let's say it's Midori Sensei comes in, looking kind of pale. And, behind him is the principal. We need a name for the principal. Get this up. Japanese names. Let's go with, I don't like any of those.
Nobushi-san.
Nobushi-san. All right. Put that in the Google Doc. So Nobushi-sama even, probably, right?
If you, yes.
Or maybe a different honorific. I don't know. Nobushi-sama, we'll call him that. And they're both looking very serious, and they say, Sayeko-san, would you come with us, please?
And I wouldn't even have an opportunity, right? Like, I'll just stand up and go with them.
And what do you want an opportunity to do?
Like, not go with them. But like, you know,
it would be right. Probably, yeah, you could run.
It would be extremely disrespectful. Yeah.
It would be extremely, yeah. I think it would be probably out of, you know, it would certainly be. Yeah, it would be out of character, I think.
Yeah,
I'll stand up with her and go with her.
Yeah, would it be out of my character to demand to know what's going on?
No, I think that would be perfectly in with your character.
So,
I think Kenko is the one I think who can violate the societal norms easily, more easily than anyone else.
As the rebel.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll stand up at my full height and say, why? Why does she need to go with you? Why do they need to go with you?
This is Midoriya Sensei talking, and he'll get a little flustered, and he's like, there's been an incident, and we need to talk to Sayeko-san in the teacher's lounge. Maru-san, please sit down. We need to take Sayeko-san with us.
What incident?
And I'm gathering my things.
I was with her the whole time.
And Midori Sensei will kind of turn, like he basically wasn't really paying attention. He was just kind of brushing, but he kind of processes. You can see him processing that this is Maru, the model student. And he's like, all right, Maru-san, please come along. Kenko-san, you stay here.
Hmm. If you take them, I'm coming too.
all right, this has to be a roll.
Yeah. Who's rolling what?
well, you guys can help. You could probably do a directly assist. I think.
I like face a threat head on.
Yeah, I think it's a guts thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you're really trying to manipulate them, I think.
But I'm intervening in a situation via direct confrontation.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do face it. You're probably better at guts anyway, right?
I have a +2, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, give me a face it. And I'm not going to – actually, because it's just – I don't know – unless you guys can come up with a way to help him.
Well, I think I'm passive in this. I'm fine going along. I know I can get out of it.
Yeah. If you want to –
because I have before, but if Maru wants to help, maybe they can.
Are Maru and I bonding over this again?
Maybe.
No.
Maru,
I think I'm going to say, don't be an idiot, Kenko. I'll fill you in later.
Oh, you can oppose him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have
to. Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
The plot thickens.
And I don't even know that you roll.
Yeah.
You just, that just makes
roll with
Kenko roll with friction. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here we go, because, you know, at this point, I'm pretty stubborn.
Yeah. No, you got to roll now.
That's a 9.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's rolling with stuff with friction and shit.
You got it. There was a whole little lecture I gave. I've probably given it more than once about
welcome to session one.
Adding the buttons, yeah.
I had the buttons a long time ago. Okay, never mind.
I can re-check. All right, so you're facing a threat head on. You can basically choose one. I think they're gonna or the way you're trying to convince them to let you go, right? Are you like? What are they gonna ask for you from you? They're gonna ask something from you to let you go to come along. What is you? Give me something, or I can try and come up with something. But if you have an idea, I'll take it.
I don't know. It feels like a fine, but leave the something here, but I don't know what the something is.
Attitude.
Nice.
It's definitely that. I don't think that's concrete enough to, you did. I mean, you definitely got a success, so they're going to let you come. I think what I'm going to say is good.
But Kenko gets to pick, right?
He does. He gets to pick what, but we were rolling that. So what, is there one of those that you really want to pick?
Well, I'm kind of.
Avoid their retaliation or something like that.
Yeah, or you create an opportunity for your allies. I don't know. It depends, right? Maybe I'm only getting involved with this because I'm feeling guilty about the stuff that happened last night and the tension that's within our group.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you're just creating an opportunity for us.
Yeah. And I think Sayeko probably, I mean, this is maybe player knowledge, but I'm fairly certain that she can handle her business in this situation.
I like
it,
but I do like the I like how you guys are sticking together, and it's made it made me think hard, which is good. Here's my proposal. They're going to say, and it's the you know Midori Sensei was talking. What principal again? Did we write it down? Nobushi?
Yeah, Nobushi.
Maybe Nobushi. It's this, Duck. Maybe it's fine. Maybe they say, and I'm not dictating the scene. I'm just suggesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they say fine. They look around to everyone but our group and say, "Give us this room." And then they decide to have whatever they were going to have in the teacher's lounge here.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And they'll tell it's like they're basically gonna enlist Kenko. They're gonna say you can stay, but you need to lead the rest of the class, and they give you another room. It's you know a couple doors down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to go to the teacher's lounge and bring the police officer here.
Okay, so I'll meet you guys at the teacher's lounge after I shoo everyone away.
No, they're going to have the conversation in your classroom.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So they're basically saying, "All right, Kenko, we understand. We know that you're friends with Sayaka, and you know we'll allow you to stay, but you have to go. You have to help us with these things. So, so you're going to miss the very beginning, but." And I assume Kenko would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yeah. He says fine and grabs and calls everybody up and takes them out of the room.
Okay. All right. So the principal is going to kind of sit down behind the desk and he's going to kind of look down over his glasses at Sayaka. And
I'm grinning a grin that's not like infuriating. It's pleasant.
Okay. Terrifyingly pleasant.
And then a couple minutes pass. It's pretty silent. They don't really talk about stuff. There's not a lot of talking unless you guys want to say something. They're just kind of sitting there. Principal's kind of glaring at Sayaka.
I'll just sit placidly.
Principal, can you tell us what you think Sayaka did?
And who are you talking to, Midori Sensei or Nobushi-sama?
Nobushi-sama.
And he'll turn to you, Maru, and kind of put his hand on his chin and rub it. And he'll be like, "Well, I'm still struggling to understand, Maru-san, was it?"
Yes.
How you were involved. You say you were with Sayaka-san?
I was not with Sayaka-san, but she and I had talked about something this morning that that might have some impact on this discussion.
And he's just gonna grunt. He's like, he's going to turn back to Sayaka and say, "Well, I think Sayaka, you know what this is about. And I think you know that,
I spoke to Midori Sensei and told him I would drop everything."
Yeah, I don't think
it wasn't Suntory Sensei, and I must have been mistaken.
He's going to look confused. And Midori Sensei is like looking at you almost frantic.
Midori Sensei, did you tell him I was attacked?
And Midori Sensei will bow to Nobushi Sama, and Nobushi Sama will just like make a chopping motion with his hand. And are you going to keep talking? It's like a shut up. Like, you know, like a throat.
To me or to?
To you. And to Midori. It's kind of a summary, like, enough.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
And, you know, smile politely.
Okay. All right, Kenko, you've led the students. And Yoshi, are you doing anything at all?
No, I'm definitely, since they're staying in the room, I'm watching everything. I'm listening.
You're in the window. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Can Kenko maybe crack the window as he's letting students out?
I would assume so. Yeah. Maru sits next to Kenko. She probably could too. Okay. Or maybe it was already cracked, right? It's April.
So he could get in if he needed to.
Yeah. Kenko, you go to the, the principal told you to, you know, take the students, you drop them off. There's another teacher there who looks harried, and they kind of doubling up with another class, and then the teacher, you know, says, okay, you know, go to the student lounge. In the student lounge, there's like three uniformed police officers, with another teacher, Centauri Sensei, actually. And there is a group of girls that you know hang out with Asano Ayeshi, and Asano Ayeshi herself is in the group. As you enter, they all kind of look up, and they're kind of looking at you with kind of like, "Who is this guy?" Do you say anything?
So I walk. Wow, it's interesting. Okay. Let me think for a second. So I don't know why they sent me here, right? I mean, I want
you
to go
do.
Back.
No,
to the,
principal said you're supposed to bring the policeman back to the class.
Got you. So I'll just walk up to the policeman. I'll ignore the girls entirely because I'm used to gaggles of whatever girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore them completely. Walk up to what looks to be
the sergeant.
And what's a general, what's sir? Like if I was to address somebody whose name I don't know, who is in a position of authority, what would I use?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Sama. You'd use Sama.
So I would just say Sama.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd walk up and give a short bow to the sergeant and say, Sama, will you and your team please come with me?
Okay. And he'll
Policeman Sama.
Policeman Sama.
Okay.
Cop Sama. He'll,
Cop Sama.
Cop Sama.
Cop Rock. All right. He'll the sergeant will kind of look at you. And he'll say, did Nobushi Sama send you?
Hi.
Okay. Very good. Hi. Inspiration point. He's like, all right, lead on.
And I just turn on my heel and walk out of the door. Again, no notice of the girls or any care of what's going on there.
And so the sergeant kind of following, kind of walks slightly behind you. You're leading him, right? But, you know, up next to you, you notice that the two other uniformed police officers are guiding the girls along, following you as well. They're not giggling now. They're all kind of almost quasi sobbing. You know, there's tear streaks on their faces and stuff. Asano Ayeshi is like her eyes are cold and like she's furious.
So as we're walking, I'll say, Sergeant Sama, what do these girls have to do with this?
And he'll just grunt. It's like, yeah, just going to grunt. Japanese grunt.
Japanese
I'm
grunt.
I'm not going to answer you, you insolent cur.
Well, I'm eager to get back to the classroom. So okay. I'm not going to spend a lot of time interrogating these folks. I would like to get back to where Sayako is. So okay. I just continue to hurry along to the classroom.
Okay. Slide the door open. Come in.
Come in.
The sergeant heads in and bows to Nobushi-sama, who bows slightly back. The other two uniformed officers kind of usher the girls in, and Ayeshi is in the lead. And when she sees Sayako, like, like sparks could be flying out of her eyes. And she kind of mutters under her breath, like, you. And so I'm the yeah, of course you are.
I'm not mad, you're mad.
Okay, Samer. So the Nobushi sama says, okay, and he knows the policeman's name. Whatever, policeman sama, we'll just call him policeman sama. So what we know is that there was an altercation involving these girls, and we should probably name the girl that you walloped.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about her a little bit.
I'll name her.
Okay, you name her.
Let's see. Let's go deep.
Balls deep.
Wakana?
Okay. Is that with a W, Wakana?
Yeah.
Okay. So Wakana-san was injured in the girls' bathroom, and all these girls are witnesses to the fact that it was
And this is the police officer saying that?
No, this is the principal.
The principal. Okay.
Yeah, the principal, because the police officer is basically there to take a statement, right?
Investigating. Okay.
Yeah, and the principal is basically saying all these girls have said that girl right there was the one who injured Wakana-san without provocation.
Well, of course they'd say that. They've been bullying Sayako since last year. And then she sticks up for herself, and of course they're going to come crying to you and call the police.
Maru-san, I don't think you understand how serious this is. Wakana-san is barely stable. This is not an appropriate response to any kind of bullying.
There was no bullying, Nobushi-sama. Nothing happened. Aishi-san has been after me for years. I wasn't in that bathroom.
All right.
She put this girl up to it. Maybe she was trying to set me up for something, and it just went too far. But this was not me.
Yeah. The only problem with your strategy, meta speaking, is that Asano Ayashi is a lot more powerful than you are.
I know.
I think you're trying to convince them of something, right?
It sounds like a role, huh?
Yeah, let's do what is your best stat?
Sense. Keep a level head, maybe when you attempt to
keep keep a level head. And but I'm gonna make you roll with friction because of Asano Ayashi's family status. Here's what I think you're rolling. I think you're rolling for, like, trying to even get some daylight of your story even being accepted.
Sure.
And I'm kind of hoping you fail miserably. There you go. Which he did.
That's a 5, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yep. That is not
with
good.
A +2. Mm-hmm. For the rolling with friction.
4, 1... And 2 were my
three. 4 gets thrown out, yeah. Okay. His eyes turn cold and hard as ice. He's like, frankly, I think this behavior is to be expected from, what's your family name again? Matsumoto. Yeah, it's in Roll20 there. From the Matsumoto line, it's become weak and sullied.
And my eyes turn cold.
I like
it. There's still a smile on my face, but it is a fuck you bitch smile.
And Asano,
how much later is this?
From when the incident happened?
Yeah, is like the girl already at the hospital, or is she still?
Yeah, I'd say it's school? Probably, you know, how much later do you think it is? I mean, this all happened, like, I would assume, like, Sayako came back to the room very quickly, and then there was a long time when there wasn't any teacher, and, you know, people were running around, and you heard sirens, maybe half an hour later. Enough time that, you know, the principal could have talked to the girls, you know, and then the police could have arrived, but, you know, the police really haven't heard anything. And so, I think what's going to happen is the principal's going to ask the girls to describe, the witnesses to describe what happens. And Asano Oyashi was also going to say she was there and that she saw this and she mm-hmm. saw this horrific thing happen with her own eyes. And when she starts talking, the policeman definitely kind of becomes much more observant and eyes narrowing towards Sayako. And he's, yes. yeah, so you don't have to take physical harm, right?
I take damage. I just don't take wounds.
And you're not taking harm, but do you... Are you immune to terrified or no?
No.
I think because you failed that role, would you want worried or terrified? I can go
ahead. I think terrified.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. I can't see it, but she's
right.
She's very afraid.
I'm starting to get worried. Is that a condition?
Yeah. You can either mark it. Yeah, you should just mark it. I would think you should all mark it. Even Yoshi should all mark worried.
Got it.
Okay. And with just cause, because so the principal is going to say, Sayako-san, I will call your family, but I believe you should go with these policemen.
When he says you should go with these police, grab Maru's hand and whisper, what do you think I should do? Should I go with them? And you can't tell that I'm terrified, but I'm very scared. Like, maybe they can't see it, but maybe Maru feels my hand kind of quiver.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to do anything? I don't know that you have any options at this point, but...
I don't think I do. I'm just trying to...
Yeah. Maru or Kenko?
Well, I mean, Kenko steps. I mean, he's tense, right? Like the shit's going down. So he kind of tenses and steps forward, but not really knowing what to do.
And I guess seeing that, I'll put my hand on Kenko's chest and say, "It's okay, Kenko." Mm-hmm.
And I'll look at her and just say, "Are you sure?"
I'll call later.
All right. I don't like this.
I didn't do anything.
I know.
You can trust me.
And even if you did, you know we're here.
The bitch deserved it. All right.
Mother down.
All right. I think, you know, you guys have all condition your statuses arrested. Marked.
So what does worrying do? I'm like trying to find it in the rules.
It's a condition that if you're rolling against certain things will give you probably a minus one.
Okay.
When you're rolling with guts. Terrified gives you friction. I think worried gives you minus one.
And then if you have enough conditions, you have a public breakdown.
Right. Which we should probably try and do sometime.
But lose our shit.
all right, so Psycho, you're going to be taken downtown.
There's like, you know, the orange blossom dust in the air as I'm put in the cop car. And the cicadas are chirping.
Well, it's a little April. April? No, yeah, it's a little early for cicadas.
Just the blossoms on the trees, I guess.
Yeah, just the spring blossoms. There's a I love it. Well, I love the scene. Yeah, little.
We're like standing swirling, on the steps.
Yeah, swirling pink blossoms.
Slightly out of focus, kind of drawn in that slightly charcoal-y style.
And Psycho has the, you know, to all outward appearances, she's calm and collected. Sano, as she has kind of walked down and watching you get in the car, and her eyes are glittering. I just can't wait.
And I'll just smile at her.
And she's going to smile right back. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the triumph in your eyes, and it burns.
Bitch.
Okay. So you're taken downtown, I would assume. I think let's just say your dad was trained. You know, he's a lawyer, right? In whatever role he does.
Sure.
So, you know, you're interrogated for a while. I'm not even going to make you roll because I think the Smiler would just sit there and repeat her story and be unflappable. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, you rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, I could roll it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yoshi, are you doing anything in all this? Yeah.
You know, I'm very concerned, but there's little I could do as the cops take her away. So,
yeah.
You could turn. I'm not gonna go downtown. Bigger cat.
That's right.
Much bigger cat.
That won't be unnoticed.
The giant lucky cat on the lawn of the school.
Yeah. The hell's that?
Go seek comfort from your freshman gang.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
As soon as school's out, I'm going to make sure to go hang out.
So let's say, I think what's going to happen, here's what I think is going to happen, that like there is so much commotion at the school, they're essentially going to let everyone go. Right. They're like all the students are like up in arms. You know, there's all this shit going on. There's ambulances. All the students are like, you know, there's so much confusion. They're going to like, at least for the classes, your class, they're just going to say, it's self-study, you know, everybody go home. So, you know, Crystal Sensei comes back in and tells Maru and Kenko, you know, they're releasing the students in class. What did we say we were?
Class B.
Three or C. Class 3C or 2C. 2C. Whatever it was. Yeah, 2C. So you're, you're free to go. What do you guys do?
I am going to grab Kenko's hand and pull him
out.
Grinning.
I'm grinning.
Well, are you guys outside?
And I'm okay with that, by the way, at this point, because I'm pretty disturbed by what just happened also.
Yeah, Maru's hand is very reassuring.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you guys?
On the steps of the school. Yeah.
Yeah. They've just changed out of their shoes. They're coming out of
I'll be sitting there waiting for you guys.
Okay, nice.
And I think my mom would have at least Maru's number. Oh, she doesn't have her phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, her phone's busted. Their phone's busted, too.
Yeah.
We have a house phone. We established we have a house phone.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I don't, you know, most people in Japan still have one.
Kenko, would my mother have your phone number?
Yes. We've all been friends long enough.
Yeah.
So maybe my mom tries Maru. They don't answer, and then she calls Kenko.
Except
and
you have your mom's phone.
On the house phone.
On the house phone.
Yeah, on the house phone.
And just gives an
so
update.
I honestly don't know Japanese protocol. Would you get a phone call? I would have guessed they
said they called my dad.
Mom. Yeah, I would assume. Yeah, they would call your
phone. And he would call my mother.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So she's trying to call Kenko.
She would call my mom.
Probably.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
He's
yeah,
probably entertaining a guest.
the milkman.
Yeah. You know.
Nice.
The blank man. All right.
So where, what Psycho, what do you think, what's going to happen with that?
Well, just to let them know.
Okay.
I don't think she's asking any questions. She's just kind of trying to keep everybody informed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So
just narratively, not mechanically.
Okay, so at this point, your mom knows what's happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, you guys, it's been, you know, it's probably around lunchtime now. So we're outside the school. There's been all this commotion. Saeko, you know, I would assume you're kind of stuck in bureaucratic booking type mumbo jumbo. Mm-hmm. You're not going to spend the night. You know that. You know your dad will be able to get you out.
But I'm hungry.
Yes. But you're going to be.
Kill him makes you hungry.
You're going to be like, it's going to be probably around dinner time until you get out. Right. And we can do a scene in the police office if you want, or we can just summarize.
I don't think I need a scene.
Yeah. I think, you know, the sense I get, you know, it would be like we already kind of went, you know, you would just sit there and smile and stick to your story. And, you know, your dad would.
I would ask my father. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically say, you know, he would go procedural and, you know, maybe we do a scene, once you get out with your father. yeah. But I want to go back. But that's going to be hours in the future. So, Kenko and Yoshi and Maru.
So I'm going to be dragging them to the nearby hospital where I assume the girl is.
Oh, nice.
Hmm.
All right.
And I'm going to.
Is it there's just like one local hospital that you're fairly certain this they would take her?
Well, yeah, because the one, it's, you know, a pretty well to do area, so it's a nice hospital.
Right.
And I'm sure the Aishi family has ties to it.
Right. Mm. Right. Yeah, makes sense. All right, so you head in Kenko and Yoshi, you go along?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent idea, Maru. We could finish her off, and then she'll never tell anybody.
What I had in mind.
Oh, boy.
There's a dark mood over the group, so maybe we just grunt. Mm-hmm. We don't take the option off the table.
So I'm gonna talk to Yoshi. Yoshi, you've said you could help us with what we can do. Kenko, just pretend you already knew this and don't act surprised or anything. But Yoshi, I can not only summon fire, but I can also fix things. And I'm thinking maybe if I can fix this girl, Kenko can have his friend convince her that her story differs from her friend's.
Such a brilliant idea, by the way.
I was waiting for you to pull more spell powers out. Fucking A, yeah.
I was all on board with Yoshi's plan, but
I'm Kenko. I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
I'll do what I can, because no offense, but doesn't look like you know what the hell you're doing.
All right, so you're gonna try and use
that. Sounded like an XP.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Tip mark an XP. And Gersh is gonna get a shit ton anyway, but for Jesse, definitely.
Okay.
Good idea. All right. So you're gonna try and use the training move that the mascot has, right? And refresh us, Gersh. How does that work?
Expert tutelage. Let's see. I have to actually go to my damn playbook. Hold, please.
Hold, please. You got a few tips for these humans. Since they clearly don't know what they're doing. Well, this applies perfectly. When you work with another member of the gang to train their powers, roll plus brain power.
We're not really training. It's more like tips and hints and tricks.
That's training.
On the way to the hospital. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm going to allow it. It's, you know, it's going to be, maybe it's a short train ride to the hospital. Maybe you have to, you know, maybe you don't walk in the hospital right away. Maybe it's like a 15-minute. I don't know. What do you think, Yoshi? What do you think this?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'm gonna sort of work on focus with this one, because he's but a or they are but a child.
Take the stone from my hand.
Yeah. But plus also, my friendship with them is specifically. I think Jesse's can't be competent if I don't help him.
Okay. Nice.
So I'm gonna say, you know, teach me how to focus.
A, and such
focus.
A cat.
How do you teach Maru?
Through breathing. You need to have complete control of your mind. You can't. can't let your emotions take a hold of you.
You know? Okay. All right. So a whole like Zen breathing thing.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so let's see how that tutelage goes. Give me the brain power.
All righty. Brain plus two.
Yeah. Look at the brain on that kitty cat. Ooh, not bad. A nine. So you get to hold one, and I think that goes to Maru directly, right? They get to hold one?
Yeah, they get to hold one.
Okay.
Excellent.
So, and basically, I think Maru... We let you get to roll with focus when you try and unleash your power. As a result.
Okay. Okay. So
describe. So are you gonna? We're gonna go look for Wakana. Wakano.
Yeah, Wakana.
Did you write it down? You gotta write this shit down. Man.
Wakanda? Isn't that yeah. the wrong no. setting?
It's an exchange student.
What the heck?
How do you spell it, dude?
I got it. Stop typing. GM.
Okay, I'm GMing. All right. Jesse and Yoshi, and so how are you planning to find this?
Well... We're going to stop and grab a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, okay.
And like then it. We're just going to follow
Who's
the.
Who's going to buy the bouquet of flowers?
Kenko, do you have some money? I'm a little.
Yeah, wrong. I got some cash.
Okay. I want. So Maru is already marked as low funds.
Yeah.
Kenko, I don't see you as having a lot of money either. I'm going to mark you as low funds too.
I probably got a fiver though, or something. I mean,
yeah,
we can buy some
you
flowers.
You can do this. You can do it. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm marking conditions for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would be interesting that he like reaches in his back pocket and pulls out a wad.
All right.
I think we've established though that we're all kind of poor though.
That's true.
Unless that family gave you some.
Yeah,
some money.
Nah.
Well, but you know, one of the angles could have gone down. Asking the Carr Foundation for help, but I like that.
We haven't got there yet. We haven't got there yet. It's in the back of my mind.
I don't think Kenko has money.
Okay.
Like, you know, your family, given you the description of your family, I don't think you don't have a lot of money. And I just want to put the stress in there.
Okay.
And I think Sayeko would have access to more money, but not a lot.
Yeah. More and we're teenagers, right? Like,
yeah, and you're teenagers too.
Yeah, but Psycho would probably.
Yeah. And, you know, if we have an episode where you guys try to figure out how to make money, I'm okay with that too.
Kenko can make some money.
Could be.
Cafes are popular.
Harohai Suzumiya, right? Go get jobs as a mascot for a department store.
Just a gigolo. Everywhere.
So, okay, you buy some flowers. Then what?
And then we're gonna follow the trail of security guards.
Okay. I feel like this is gonna be like a figure shit out kind of role, like a assess a situation,
think a situation through.
Yes. Yeah,
that's the one. And Maru,
you have any? Good at
this. And I will allow you guys to help Maru.
Ha. Kenko has no help in this regard.
Well, Yoshi could.
He's
a man of action.
Trying to figure out where Kana-san is being held.
Yeah, but I don't roll with the skill, right? I just, to help, it's just with focus, right?
You roll plus nothing. You roll with focus because you have friendship with him. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Oof.
Well, he gets plus two, though.
Plus
two, because it's the future roll.
It is a hit, so you get a plus two. All right, so you are run.
I think this so is now I'm rolling plus two.
Mm-hmm. What's your brain power? What's your brain power?
Brain power should be good. I'm a model student. Plus one.
Okay, so plus three. What could go wrong?
Don't jinx it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Jeez.
All right. You need to ask one of those things. What do you want to do? You could ask, what do I need to do in order to find Wakana-san?
Yep, that's. What's the quickest way to get to Wakana-san? Hmm.
And I think your idea of like appearing like I get the sense you maybe were trying to appear like a grieving
friend,
retainer, or friend, right? You notice there's several other, and maybe you recognize some of the girls from school in the same kind of circle, and they're all heading in the same direction. So you guys kind of surreptitiously head in that direction. And so you kind of, it's easy to figure out what wing she's on, but then everyone, they're all kind of in the waiting room. And I think if you had fully succeeded, I would have let you sneak through. But there's a hallway. And there's no real guards or security, but there's a bunch. Maybe it's like a family type. Looks like someone, it looks like a kind of a personal security guard, rent-a-cop kind of thing that's kind of standing at the hallway to where, in front of a room where you think that Wakana-san is being held. So what are you going to do?
Yoshi. We managed to sneak you into here, despite it being a hospital.
Oh yeah, you put her in a put him in a bag or something.
Yeah. Do you think you can distract the guard long enough for us to get in there?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's going to be a roll. Oh, and by the way, Jason, I think we should every time you fail a roll, you should mark it. Be pretty much.
Oh yeah. How many is that for me? Let's see.
He's going to be a god in no time.
I guess just one. No, just one.
Just one? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you did get a partial success on that.
I did. I think my first.
I turned your success up to 20.
That's right.
All right. I think.
What kind of role?
What kind of distraction are you going to try and do?
I really like playing this game.
I do too. I love playing
too a lot.
It's really good.
Yeah. We make the system work, right? I mean, we just want to tell a story and we'll make it work.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. I like your character.
So I look around quickly to see if any of my groupies are nearby.
I'm going to give you that. They are. So then what are you going to...
So I'm going to sort of walk up to them, rub up against them, and they're going to be like, oh my goodness, what are you doing in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. What do they call you? Do they call you Yoshi, or do they call you something else?
No, they call me something else.
Okay.
I don't know, Japanese for
cat.
Handsome.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, oh, what are you doing in the hospital? And then I'm going to... run away from them and head towards the guard, and they're going to start chasing me because they don't think I should be there. So it's going to be a cat and a couple girls running after me.
Okay.
So I'm going to run in between the guard's legs, and they're going to, oh, quick, grab kitty.
All right, what do you think? Give me a proposal for what kind of move that's going to be.
Well, according to the groupie move, it's manipulation, is it? Or...
Okay. Yeah,
so yeah, get from outside help, so it's, yeah, manipulation.
Get some outside help, yep. All right, give me that. You're good at manipulation, that works.
Yep. All righty, here we go.
Oof. With a plus three.
By that much.
Just a bit outside.
Don't you get a bonus, though?
You got a plus three.
No, I don't, I don't get a bonus.
You mean a roll with focus? No, he wasn't rolling with focus. I mean, a plus three, come on.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good bonus.
I think, failure can be pretty distracting.
Yeah. Well, but failure is not going to be optimal for you guys. That's how I'm going to play it. Like, so as Yoshi, you try and like, you the girls, I think, and they start running after you. But as you like streak by the room guard, he's going to reach out and grab you by the back of the neck, and yank you off the ground. And then he's going to turn to like one of the nurses and is like, "What is a cat doing in this hospital?" And he's just outraged. He's like, "My, you know, master would be so upset. This is ludicrous." And there's a whole commotion. And pretty soon you are stuffed in a sack, and you are headed out in a cart to the back of a hospital, Yoshi.
Bye.
Mark XP. All right, so it's
Yoshi, we're doing fine.
Well, shit, we're doing about normal.
Didn't work very well.
It's Kenko and Maru.
Yoshi in and the Saeko room. Playing the harmonica.
So who's behind the desk there?
It would be probably a 30s type nurse.
Oh yeah, this is me.
She is, let's say, not unattractive, but not like, you know, she's no Crystal Sensei or anything like that. She's perfect. But maybe this is better for you. Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. So, all right, Kenko.
So I lean over to my friend and say, "Don't worry, I got this."
To Maru.
To Maru.
Little elbow nudge.
I got this, Maru. And kind of give her a little wink.
Maru's gonna roll their eyes.
I'll even help you out. Like, so that in all that, so there was a distraction. I mean, but the room is still kind of, there's a bunch of nurses now kind of all cleaning it because of the cat and stuff. So, but the guard is no longer there because he kind of was escorting Yoshi out. So yeah, it's this nurse behind the desk and then there's a couple nurses kind of, around the room. So.
So I'm going to wander up to the charge nurse or the mm-hmm. or the nurse there behind the counter.
Head nurse?
eyebrows.
Did we trigger warning for that? Anyway, trigger warning.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment and really crappy porn jokes.
So I'm trying to see if I've got anything in my playbooks that affect this, but I'll have to go with probably a general.
I think, what is your, like, I mean, it's like a manipulation role, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your manipulation anyway?
It is.
I mean, it's not cool.
It's not Yoshi level.
Plus get outside one. Help. I have plus one manipulation.
Place or a tangible object.
Yeah. So. Probably get outside help.
Get outside help. Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the move.
What they know about something.
Yes. And, I'm going to, just because of the avatar you picked for Kenko, I'm going to let you roll with focus and a plus one.
Uh-huh. Focus and a plus one.
Oh. Well, your plus one's for your manipulation. Right?
My manipulation. Gotcha.
Yeah. Let me. I mean, we're role playing Kenko as this super hot boy, and so and it's got to be good for something, right?
We're not role playing him as that. That is what he is.
Agreed.
Okay, here is it coming at you.
Coming at you.
Ooh. Oh, that's an 11, baby.
Get it, girl.
So describe to me how this little scene goes, Kinko.
So Kinko walks up and kind of puts his elbows down on the counter and leans in towards the nurse and says, man, tough day around here today, isn't it?
She's, and I think initially she'll be a little bit hesitant, but then what?
The charm gets turned up to 11. So he leans in and just places his hand on her, forearm and, says,
you're going to see goose pimples on her.
I mean, he's locked eyes with her at this point. And,
her eyes are like liquid pools.
He says, is there anything I can do to help?
She's going to giggle. All right. So Maru, and you see, as this is going on, you know, there's a momentary break with all the nurses and there's no one in front of the room. And the, you know, the head nurse is obviously occupied.
Okay. Well, I sneak in and, close and lock the door behind me.
Okay. All right. And then what? Or do we want a scene here? I don't know.
It's a pretty good place to stop.
Yeah. And you've got the hold, and we can wait. I don't know. I mean, it is midnight for you, Jesse. So you tell me. I
kind of want to know what happens.
I kind of want to know what happens too, but. Oh.
The cliffhanger.
Oh. What is Gershon, Jason? What do you guys think?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
We want to know what happens.
On the tension or resolving it, and then
We go on. I want to know what happens. I stand it. All right. Go ahead.
If you let us use next time on, we're gonna resolve the shit out of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But no, we can't. I can't. I'm sorry. I just. It's like I gotta find out what happens. You guys make me.
We
so
gotta play to find out then.
Yes. That's all right, Maru.
Okay, so I pull out this this fountain pen I've been sort of playing with all day, and and I go up to her, and she's got, you know, neck brace on and a bunch of, you know, respirators and stuff attached to her. And I'm going to tenderly push her hair back from her forehead and write some kanji for healing on her forehead.
Is it you're just going to write kanji healing, or is there something you're going to write?
Just healing.
Okay.
Or it would be the kanji for health.
Okay. Okay. Let me just do this. I just want to make sure Craig is okay. Craig is still here. Okay.
There, it's the kanji for healthy.
Okay, very nice. I got Fred Broat running if you have him way turned down. There's a heart monitor.
Okay. And so...
give me that roll for strangeness.
Roll for strangeness. But it's a roll with focus?
With focus. And then whatever your... plus your strangeness also.
Minus one.
Oh, I didn't realize your strangeness was so shitty.
Yes.
Okay. You are the newbie, I guess it does make sense. All right. Yes.
Got it.
Yep, you barely. Do it. You got a 7.
Just.
I think that this is going to come with a cost. It's like, well, and here's what, here, I'm going to have you describe it, but I want to give you kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That FredBot is way better than just a heart monitor, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like the sound of a hospital.
I
have the volume so low, I swear to God, I thought there was, like, voices behind me. I just turned around and
it's not fuck? Loud, so crank it all the way up. It's worth it. It's really good atmospheric music, atmospheric sounds.
Maru, I'm going to have you describe it, but here's what I think, kind of sketch it out, right? That this, like, somehow that your power, like, in order to make Kano-san healthy, Rakano-san, it's going to draw your health from you. And I think she's going to become fully recovered, but describe what happens when you finish writing the kanji with.
So it starts glowing green and then sort of sinks into her forehead, and I sort of back up, and then I feel like a tug towards her again, and I fall to my knees next to the bed and sort of grab onto the sheet while I feel some of my health draining away, and then I pass out.
Okay. Mark, wounded. Which is not great. And I think I should have had... maybe we didn't do a guts roll, but we got to remember that all these conditions when we roll stuff. So
can I hear... Duck, can I hear her collapse? Or them collapse? Or is that further away than I can hear?
I think, in my mind, no. You're probably still in distraction mode. And, you know, Maru hit the... locked the door, and there's a closed, you know, door. It's probably a solid...
The hospital doors are pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're usually solid. You know, I mean, you guys all have basically, you know, you've been friends for a long time, and Maru-san certainly can feel when Kenko manifests his power. Give me a strangeness roll, Kenko.
Okay. That's good. I'm plus 2.
Yeah.
So let's do.
And this is. I'm
Why
thinking
is this
not is
strange, and us other two weirdos are not strange.
I don't know. Because he's the leash, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm rolling.
It has
just
less
normal?
To do with your. Yeah, with your plus 2. Yeah, yeah. Not with friction or focus.
That's an 8. Okay.
So you get a really weak, and you can decide what you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's like you kind of feel like you don't even know what it's from. Maybe you get a sense, you know, there's an old memory of you and Maru when they got hurt, and it, for some reason that flashes in your head. You're not really sure what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But then you notice, like, so. So what happens with Kenko, and you know, how do you pull yourself out of this distraction? The head nurse is like tracing circles on your forearm now.
Yeah.
And staring at you like she wants to eat you alive.
Hmm.
And
she's
kind of hinting that like there's a storage closet down the hall that she knows is pretty empty.
And I'm posturing that I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I lean back, though, and I say, why don't I start by getting you a fresh cup of coffee?
She's gonna giggle, and she'll kind of, like, brush her hair back behind her ears and, like, say, oh, yeah, I have to finish this report anyway. And she'll turn blushing beet red and work on her computer, kind of looking at you out of the corner of her eye.
So then I'll say, I hear the best coffee is back there in the nurse's lounge.
And she's gonna like she's gonna cock her head a little bit. It's like, are you gonna go get me a coffee?
I'd be happy to.
Point of clarity, he's getting her a cup of tea.
Oh yes, pardon me.
Tea would be better.
A cup of tea.
I don't know. There's a lot of coffee drinking in, but it would and tea smoking. Would be more likely. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to the nurse's lounge, which is past the door that I need to get past. So I'm gonna. It's down the hallway where the room that
Wakana saw.
Yeah, that Maru's in. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna head down that way, and I'll just kind of know what door it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you knew which door Wakana saw.
Did I?
You guys identified.
We knew. Okay. Yeah. So I'll walk up to that. I'm past the charge nurse.
Right. Jeez. Yeah, she can't see you.
Yeah. So I'll just go into the room.
The problem is Maru locked the door.
Well, is it a key lock from the outside?
Yeah, it would be. There would be a master key. Sure, it's a possible.
Pretty
right
sure now. That by now they would notice that the vitals have changed on the nurse's monitors.
Mm-hmm. To more stable?
That's true. Yeah, maybe there's some, kind of stand in front of the door. You tried the door, Kenko. And then all of a sudden, you see activity. You see some nurses and some doctors kind of walking briskly down the hall right to where you are. What do you do?
I immediately turn to them with the, and I turn on the concerned. I think there's something wrong with my friend. This door, it shouldn't be locked.
And they come up and they kind of, They don't really, you know, they just kind of push you out of the way, and they try the door locked, and one of the nurses calls for, you know, one of the security or janitorial staff, and they come jogging over with the key, and I think that is where I will scene it.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
Oh yeah.
And then the only other question is, do we want to do a scene, or we can save this one for next time too, with Sayeko and her dad.
Maybe it'll be part of our montage.
We can do the scenes from next time. Okay. Very good. Make sure everybody that failed a roll, and there was at least two, marks XP. We gave Jesse XP for the healing calligraphy, which was an awesome thing. I think I gave Yoshi...
Did that fail?
No. But the idea, we gave...
It was a great idea.
It was a great idea. And I'm GM Fiat giving you that.
Okay. Yeah, I took one for the team.
Kenko.
You didn't really take it, though.
Yeah. That's a good point.
you teased one for the team.
Yeah. I'm going to give Yoshi XP for being thrown out with the trash.
I think I get one for indulging in my obsession, which is my
nice.
Family
name. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do I get one for helping tutelage?
Yes.
And being being a wise ass.
Yeah, you probably, like, of all your wise ass comments, you could probably mark at least one.
Okay. So
yeah.
On all top of being thrown out with the trash?
Yeah. So everybody should have at least one or two XP from tonight's session, so that's good. All right. So let's do scenes from next time. Next time on Oddity.
Are they next time, or do we just want, like, the end credits kind of montage-y stuff?
We can do both. The official thing that I stole, Super Destiny High School Rumble, is a... And the purpose of it is, as stated, and I like it, is you guys... And they're teasers, right? There's no real content in them. Like, we know there's going to be something, but it kind of, like... And it doesn't have to be... You know, obviously, you're going to get out of the situation where it was passed out in the room. Figure that out, but like if there's something that you want to have happen, there's a direction you want to take the plot, this is your chance to and then I have all the time until the next session to try and like work it in with other shit.
So then I think the Sayeko dad scene is just kind of maybe as the credits start, like as the music flares up, it's just him kind of yelling at her. But you don't hear it, right? Mm-hmm. And she's smiling, softly and kind of understanding as he's, you know, lecturing and yelling at her, still in the interrogation room.
Is there someone in Saeko's family that she is like? Is her mom a bit of a smiler, or and is her dad a hothead? Or
I think that's probably fair. Yeah.
Okay. I got that sense too from the way you last were describing him.
Yeah.
So, totally. Like, there's.
I don't think we need to have that scene, but I think we.
Yeah. And if we want to make it cringy, like, yeah. So I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to keep it balanced. So, I did actually plan this session to focus more on Sayako and your plotline. The problem is, you got arrested.
Got arrested.
Either get grounded or arrested, man.
Yeah.
I'm better at rolling dice.
You're getting more severe. Like,
you should place ASL. But anyway, so we have, you know, as there are, so there's kind of an end credit role where, you know, there's just, oh my gosh, your dad is so angry. He's like, his face is red. And we can go cringy where, like, maybe he strikes Sayaka, right? There's a couple.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a thing. And that actually makes me, that to me is more cringy than the 14-year-old girl ass handle thing. But, you know, that's just my perspective. They're both cringy. I just want to put that on the table. But one, you know, one actually kind of turns me off, and one I think is cringy, but I'm somewhat excited by it.
So then I... Term next
couldn't hope for a better jam,
going on as soon as
I think maybe we get a shot of Sayako and Aishi-san outside of school. Like, maybe they're, like, not at the park, but maybe on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's no dialogue. They're, like, walking toward each other.
Is it, maybe there's the high noon, soundtrack?
Yeah, it's that animation work. So Aishi is walking away from the camera, and Saeko's walking toward the camera, and you can't see their eyes, you know, it's like that kind of, that high noon kind of animation.
Nice, I like it. I like it. Yeah, no, there, and
just a squiggle over the face kind of thing.
That's a perfect kind of scenes from next time, because it lets me know that you want to have, which I kind of sense that, you know, Sayako would kick Aishi's ass. And that's kind of what I was looking for, so that's good. All right. Anyone, what other scenes from next time we got?
I've got one.
Go for it.
So the scene is Maru and I bursting out of a back door of the hospital, just like full flight, but hand in hand.
Nice, 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 nice.
And Maru is wearing a hospital gown.
Perfect, perfect.
Nice. How about
Keiko's dress as a doctor? No, just kidding. Not that last part.
So Yoshi, you'll see Yoshi digging through the trash and finding a piece of fish.
Yoshi.
Nice meal.
You are. It was an interesting choice to choose the mascot, but it certainly has added to the experience. I mean, I don't. We're gonna have to have an episode that focuses on Yoshi somehow. I have some ideas.
Day in the life of Yoshi.
Yeah, we could do that. I have some other ideas too, and they. But they always have the mascot in a lot of the anime, right? And then, then there's like the special mascot episode, which is like, you know, just like comedic.
Like Bleach and the stuffed lion guy.
Yeah, that's right. his doppelganger or whatever it is. Yep. All right. All right. Anything else we need to do tonight? I don't think so. I really wanted to see it, but I just couldn't do it. I'm like, I need to find out what happens. That's just how good it is. You guys are doing a great job.
That's a lot of fun.
All right.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Very much so.
All right. I will,
hopefully we didn't lose too much.
Hopefully what?
We didn't lose too much.
Yeah. I'll work on that. If everybody wants to like take some notes like soon, that wouldn't hurt. But I will process the recording post haste and see what we get.
All right,
guys. Nice. You guys take it easy.
Great session, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Kuenna iyo ro hashite. Fuka oi shisugita mabushisa ga. Maru i yume ni tsuzuite mo. Unai da tamashii no hi ga mume wo tatsu nara. Kotoba yari mo to tsuyo ikibiki ga. Maki koeru.